Mother and Percy. I know, I know. Don't you think it's normal that your mother is full of emotion, Percy? Yes. But it's the first time that Percy Precious has been away from Mumsy Wumsy. Pardon, dear? Jack was your father's name. Of course, you don't remember your father, do you? Well, you didn't miss anything. He was not a nice man to know.
Mother, why are you telling me all this now? You never talk about father, and look at you. You are upsetting yourself.
It's because you're going away, Percy Precious. I will be all alone. Pardon, dear? No, don't bother, dear. Your father was never at home.
Speak up, dear.
No, Percy. It's high time that you know what sort of man your father was. He was always down at the Black Velvet pub with his drunken friends. You know how I like a game of Scrabble, don't you, dear? Well, your father never played Scrabble with me. He used to say that I cheated. Pardon, dear? Clever? Yes. Too clever for him, that's why. You know, you have his eyes. I hope you won't end up like your father. You'll always be my Percy Precious, won't you, dear? And I'll always be your... Yes, dear, it's so comforting. I don't know how you are going to manage without me. Oh, 3 days can seem an eternity for some. I'll have no one to talk to for 3 whole days. Sorry, dear. You're only saying that to make me feel better.
Hold still, dear. There's a good boy. Now, Percy, hold still. There. Lucky for you, Mumsy Wumsy is here to take off that nasty tomato soup stain off your chinny chin chin. Exactly how I feel, Percy.
George? He isn't much fun, is he?
He comes in and out at all hours. When I give him his dinner, he doesn't even give me a single sign of gratitude. Yes, there where I don't want him. I can't keep him out of my bed. That might well be the case, Percy. He's starting to smell. And you can talk to him until you're blue in the face and you never get a reaction from him. He just lies there,
on his back,
with that stupid look on his face. If she was the last person on earth, I wouldn't invite her. She's the biggest gossip in town. The woman has no culture, and play Scrabble with her, I would have to get the junior Scrabble out. Sorry, dear. No, Percy. A woman can't go out alone. You never know what might happen. You never know who I might bump into. I could be ravished. I could bump into a man like your father. Oh, I was just a slave to him. Oh, every Friday, I used to make his favorite dessert. You know, the one I make for Percy Precious every Friday.
Tapioca pudding.
And who's not going to have his favorite
tapioca pudding
this Friday? Speak up, dear. You know I'm a little deaf in this ear. He ran off with a London tart. No, silly boy. Your father. He ran off with a loose woman. She only wanted his money. And men, they only think about one thing. Sex. Speak up, dear. I hope you don't mind, Percy. I put a few more things into your suitcase. You forgot to pack Tubby Bear. Yes, Tubby, I know. Percy is a naughty boy. Pardon, Tubby? Yes, you're right. I ought to smack his bottom. And I packed you an extra pair of underpants. Oh, you never know, Percy. Accidents can happen, can't they? Oh, now I've upset you. You won't come back to me, I know it. I know it.
Your father's got it. He was a nasty...
Girl? She wasn't a girl, Percy. She was almost twice your age. A cougar. All she wanted to do was to get her hands on your little winkle.
Well, she was wearing a very short miniskirt. A loose woman, Percy. Not for my Percy Pratt.
Oh!